So we start the planning. We figure out the environment.
A cybersecurity expert's instructing more than a dozen students clad in military fatigues at the Civil Air Patrol's Cyber Warrior Advanced course at the Port of San Antonio.
We don't have this weapons.
Students aged 14 to 20 are learning about securing networks, detecting intrusion, and the Air Force's Cyber Command. The week-long camp also shows them what cybersecurity careers are possible, both out of the military and in.
We have a schedule, and we can
show. Oh, we have a very nice, nasty schedule.
That's Alex Bazemore, Michael Madden, and Sabrina Fuller. They're cadet staff, meaning they wrangle their fellow cadets, assist with day-to-day logistics, and review lessons each night, in addition to their own studies. All are returning students to the camp. 19-year-old Sabrina Fuller of Virginia says that despite the 5 a.m. wake-up call and morning run, they all like it.
It's very wake up, learn, go to sleep, and it's crazy and fun.
18-year-old Michael Madden is in his third year at the camp. He's from South Carolina. He says the camps had a profound effect on him.
I made a complete career change. I wanted to go into the realm of cyber. I'm a firm believer that this is the most vulnerable area in the United States infrastructure.
This kind of dedication from students and staff is one of the reasons the course has become the second most popular program the Civil Air Patrol offers, says Jacob Stauffer proudly. Stauffer started the program 4 years ago. He's a former Air Force civilian employee for Lackland's Network Warfare Unit. He says he helped start this program in part over his concern about the need for talent.
One of the things that I saw as an Air Force civilian was that we just did not have enough individuals that were trained to do our mission.
He thinks one of the big obstacles to people going into cybersecurity is the perceived cost. A course for a single certification can cost over $1,000. Students at this camp paid $50. He hopes this course will fill the gap. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.